Good morning. It's October 2nd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Negotiation, and the music you were hearing was The Losing Side of History by Bear McCreary from Outlander. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. So, with a new Labradoodle puppy at my feet, you might be stuck with dog training analogies for a while in these devotionals, at least intermittently. Windsor made very quick work of sit, lie down, and come. All of these behaviors were in response to the positive reinforcements offered by a treat and lots of praise. But wearing a collar and walking, even forward just a few steps, is not coming as easily. He uses sit now as a way to imitate a mule that has no intention of going anywhere when that leash is on. In short, everything about training him is a negotiation. He behaves properly, and he gets a treat. He disobeys, no treat. Many Christians down through the ages have unfortunately believed that their relationship with God works on a similar paradigm. Many a man in a foxhole has prayed, "Lord, if you just get me out of this one, I'll never smoke, drink, gamble, cheat, fight, etc., etc." Again, we negotiate. This is the way the Pharisees viewed man's relationship to God as well. They just believed they were better at it than everyone else. Whoever keeps the most of the 613 laws of Moses gets the Scooby snack, right? If righteousness, and thus acceptance by God, is based on keeping the rules, i.e. legalism, then the ones who keep the rules the best get blessed. That blessing may include material circumstance, or for those who believe it, an afterlife of no cares. This is why they despise Jesus so intensely. By presuming to announce that God loves everyone? Preposterous. He was undermining their superiority and thus their authority to hold people to the letter of the law. Matthew 12:11-14. Their religion was itself a never-ending negotiation. The good news, the gospel truth, is that this conception of God's intent is completely and utterly false. Jesus came to the average man and woman who were just struggling to make a living and sinning off and on along the way. That would be all of us, not the paragons of Christian virtue or the masters of theological knowledge. All God requires of us is faith. Faith that he loved us enough to send us his only son to pay the price for our continued disobedience. One more dog thought. Our dog's obedience is indeed a negotiation from our standpoint, and I would imagine maybe from his, but our dog's love is not. It is unconditional. It is not based on the number of treats we give him or withhold. Once the bond is formed, his love persists, even when we mistreat him. That's what the Bible calls hesed in Hebrew, meaning faithful love. So when you find yourself in that foxhole with shells bursting all around you, instead of striking a deal with God to save you, take a moment to thank him for already saving you 2,000 years ago. If you then let the Holy Spirit empower you to quit cheating or smoking or drinking or whatever, great. But God is not a vending machine where you put in 4 units of repentance and he doles out salvation. Salvation is a free gift, even when you've done nothing to deserve it other than believe. What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Just a stranger on a bus trying to make his way home. Eric Brazilian and Rick Chertoff. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. When we are under fire at work, in our marriage, with our kids, or literally on the battlefield, remind us that loving you is all that's required. There's no negotiation. You won't save us in exchange for any certain behavior. You've already saved us out of your inconceivable love for us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.